All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Good evening. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and every week we talk about different topics dealing with mental health issues, not just from a personal perspective, but from a community, society perspective. And my personal approach is that of a holistic approach, body, mind, and spirit, to take things that we're dealing with in balance, that if we're just dealing with the emotions and not dealing with how that affects us spiritually. And when I talk about spirit, it could be defined any way you like: higher power, God, conscience, intuition, love. This is the important part of it, is that it's at least addressed. Tonight's title is Grief, Talent Taken Too Soon. Last week we talked about grief in the wake of the terrorist attack, and talked about it from a collective grieving as well as an individual grieving. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about what the loss of so many lives means to the society in terms of talent, in terms of potential, in terms of loss of love, loss of sons, daughters, husbands, wives, children, loss of creativity. And again, taking a look at it from our individual grieving as well as how this impacts our society. Talent taken too soon comes in many ways. From a book called Too Young to Die, Youth and Suicide, by Francine Klagsburn. She writes, "The subject of suicide is among the last of the taboo topics in our society. Until recently, people considered sex and death the major taboo subjects, spoken of only in whispers behind closed doors. But attitudes have changed. Sexual taboos in speech as well as practice have all but vanished. And such once forbidden topics as homosexuality, bisexuality, abortion, rape are openly discussed. As for death as a subject, it has become almost fashionable today. Books, television shows, and motion pictures dealing with some aspects of death appear one after the other. And thanatology societies that study death and help people cope with it have grown up in many communities. None of this is true of suicide. It is still a subject cloaked in superstition, mystery, and sometimes romanticism, and suicide among the young is the most forbidden and repressed topic of all. We also know that studies show that among gay and lesbian youth that the rate of suicide is even higher, and yet people are still not talking about it and dealing with it. That's one area where talent clearly is taking too soon. But the terrorist attack took thousands of lives, very talented people of all sorts. When we talk about talent, I'm talking about the talent of just being a good father or mother, the talent of being a good lover, husband, wife. The talent may include an artistic or creative talent that we're talking about being lost. The talent may be about the minds of the financial institutions, that many of which have been close to destroyed. I remember a few years ago, I actually had a client one morning. My radio alarm woke me up to the news that JFK Jr.'s plane had gone down. This was a Saturday morning, and I actually had a client that morning, and I was actually in shock myself. I couldn't believe here's another one. You know, I was 13 years old when his father was assassinated, and this whole thing played out on the airwaves. Again, a major talent taken too soon with the father, here again with the son. and his wife, Jacqueline Bissett, a very creative and talented person. So I go to my office, and there's my client waiting there, and he's like, I could tell his energy is just grief-stricken. And I said, what's the matter? He says, my closest friend was killed in a plane crash this morning. And my mind, of course, is thinking, boy, what a coincidence, another plane crash. He says, no, it was the plane crash that JFK went down on because his closest friend was Lauren Bissett. And if you realize it, how many of you know anything about Lauren Bissett? We kept hearing about JFK Jr. and Jacqueline. And again, Lauren was this amazing person from everything I knew and read when I could read something and heard about. Vice president of her company, I believe, at a very young age, spoke a number of different Asian languages, financial wizard, all these things taken quickly. And while her family was grieving, the world was grieving about JFK and Jacqueline. And of course, Lauren, very little was known of her, is known of her. There was another person. In fact, the woman whose voice you hear at the beginning and end of my show, her name is Eva Cassidy, an amazing singer. It was just a few months ago. It was a Friday night, and Nightline was coming on, and I was tired, and I was about to turn the TV off when all of a sudden I heard this voice. And Nightline was doing a show about Eva Cassidy. And I was blown away by what I was hearing, so I stayed and watched the whole show. The story of this woman, and I'll read from her bio, which I got off the internet. Though almost painfully shy and with virtually no pretensions to stardom, singer Eva Cassidy still made a huge impact on the music scene in her native Washington, D.C. She possessed an aw-shucks attitude toward her own talent, but others, whose lives she touched with her voice, were awestruck. People like her producer and friend Chris Biondo, musical partners like Chuck Brown, friend and supporter Mick Fleetwood, D.C. area critics and music lovers, even Blue Note Records president and longtime music industry veteran Bruce Lundvall, who stated that Eva Cassidy had the most extraordinary and singular voice I had heard in a very, very long time, distinctive not only for its power, but because of its timbre. When she sang quietly, it was so very mysterious, it would just freeze me. Cassidy died of melanoma at the premature age of 33 in November of 1996, leaving behind grieving family and music lovers, but not before also leaving behind a scant few recordings of her one-of-a-kind voice. Let me tell you, when I finished watching that show, crying my eyes out, I went on to Amazon.com and ordered all six of her CDs. And it's almost all I've been playing in the car since, and that's why I chose Over the Rainbow as my theme song. This is a woman who, in England, her music, after she died, Over the Rainbow was one of the most widely, I think, the most requested song on the radio in England ever, 2 years after she died. Talent taken too soon. We talk also, I mean, obviously this is an example of illness that takes talent. I have to relate it much more personally. When we talk about talent taken too soon, who knew that there would be something like AIDS on this planet 20 years ago? But for 20 years, it's been here. And unfortunately, too many people are still being infected with HIV, are still getting sick. Even not just third world countries where medicines may be scarce, condoms may be scarce, but the numbers even in our own country, even within the gay community, which is educated and has been educated, the number of infections are rising again. People aren't thinking. People who are either forgetting or are too young to have experienced death after death after death, the way some of us had to live through this, watch our friends and loved ones go, sometimes 3 and 4 in a week. The terrorist attack that occurred 2 weeks ago was astounding because so many of us were watching it on TV and have seen it over and over again. But terrorists attack in very many ways. Terrorists take our talent in every country of this planet through starvation, through death, through illness, through murder, through suicides. Sometimes because we're not really paying attention to those around us, because we see a self-destructive path that's going on and we're not paying attention to it. We're not willing to speak up. We're not willing to intervene. We're afraid of who knows what, that maybe we'll be wrong, maybe we'll be rejected. And so much that goes on is sometimes because we close our eyes. So much talent that's lost sometimes is lost just because we're not paying attention. Edie? Anyway, my guest tonight, who we'll interview, introduce after the break, is Mike Zemanski, who's a journalist. I've known Mike for many years through a lot of different circles. And Mike's been a part of writing and interviewing many celebrities, many of whom have gone prematurely. And like any of us, have been impacted by the last few weeks and the horror that we've been witnessing. But he has some great insights into what goes on with our society's heroes or the people that we put on pedestals, the people who are our stars, our royalty, whether it's a Princess Diana or whether it's a Marilyn Monroe or JFK. We're going to be talking a lot about how our society deals with the loss and why so many years go on where people are still grieving over the loss of our royalty, our talent. So when we come back, we'll be speaking with Mike Zemanski and stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
You really can get control of your hectic life despite all the pressures, despite all the running around, despite all the stress. John Whitehurst will be teaching weekly meditation classes. Just log on to www.psyrtsyr.com for a schedule. This 5-part meditation course offered by psyr.com delivers a blend of several meditation techniques. You will become more grounded, You will define your own space and own it. You can create and be in harmony with your natural energy. You can learn to be in the present moment and reclaim and reintegrate lost life experience. By balancing your chakras and clearing your energy channels, you'll develop the tools to let go of the drama in your life. For more information, log on to www.psyr.com or call toll-free 800-228-0994. This is the way to really take control of your crazy life with meditation from John Whitehurst. Call 800-228-0994 or log on to psyr.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. and listen to Dr. Dorman discuss you and your health. Every week on You and Your Health, Dr. Dorman will offer listeners a chance to participate as he interviews experts in the fields of holistic, homeopathic, and Western medicine. Dr. Dorman will also break through the myths about what you're really buying at health food store and today's latest and greatest trendy health ideas. For practical, comprehensive information on you and your health, tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. for Dr. Dorman, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Your business can go beyond barriers to be more than it is today. Having a business without boundaries is within your grasp, so tune into Business Without Boundaries on AM 1100 KFNX. Your host, Dr. David Livingston, can help businesses move to the next level. Dr. Livingston, lecturer and consultant, will address subjects important to improving your business, as well as explore new entrepreneurial business opportunities, including opportunities in outer space commerce. You will be able to get free advice from a talented, visionary business consultant and his guests. Business Without Boundaries. Boundaries only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we are talking about grief, talent taken too soon. This is a live call-in show, so if you would like to participate, have a question, or want to talk about something you're dealing with as it relates to this, the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369, 866-277-5369. And you can always check out our website anytime. In fact, I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks to have streaming audio set up, so any past shows you can listen to at any time. And the website address is www.tellthetruthfaster.com. My guest tonight is a friend here in Los Angeles who, gee, Mike, I don't even know how long I've known you. I'd say about 10 years.
It's been about that long.
Yeah. His name is Mike Szymanski, and he's the managing editor for movies of www.zaptoit.com. the Tribune Media Services website, and has interviewed hundreds of celebrities in the past 20 years, including River Phoenix, Chris Farley, Princess Diana, and others who have died too soon. Welcome to the show, Mike. I know there's a lot of other things that you do in the world, but let's, you know, if there's anything else you want to let them know that you're involved with, please do. And I really want to start by talking about how you've been dealing with the last couple of weeks and the loss, and then focus in on your experience in Hollywood and with the celebrities. I know you've actually interviewed Princess Diana and Chris Farley and River Phoenix and others, and how having interviewed them has impacted you in light of their deaths prematurely.
Well, on September 11th, I was actually at the Toronto Film Festival, so I was stuck in Toronto for 5 days more than I had planned, but also had a good friend who was on an airplane that got stopped in Las Vegas on Frontier's airline, and by the way, they didn't refund his money. And but also had a lot of friends in New York, and as it turns out, two people I know who are in the World Trade Center. and have recently been declared dead.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And then, and it was amazing to be in a screening, even at that hour of the morning, and being told about what seemed to be just unreal. And like everyone said who was there, it was like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And how this unreality that we're so familiar with has now become reality. And we're on the streets hugging total strangers and familiar faces. And a lot of the celebrities were stuck in Toronto for a couple of days and were a lot more accessible than they usually have been, coming into the lobbies and talking to people just because they wanted to talk
mm-hmm.
and get away from the television.
Right. Last week we talked a lot about the need to come together, why people end up in churches or synagogues, mosques, things like that, or just congregate at these candlelight vigils and stuff, that need to connect with one another in order to feel a sense of support and that you're not the only one grieving. I remember talking to you about, I know you've written some articles about, let's use, for example, Chris Farley. I remember talking to you at one point, and you had certain thoughts at the time when you interviewed Chris Farley in terms of what was going on with him. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, with Chris, he had actually invited me after the interview, and then we did a follow-up interview, to a party. And he was very wild, and at one point, in a very private room at one of the parties, he had a beautiful blonde on each arm and would snort up something and say, "Oh, there goes a powdered donut," and he'd have powder all over his face. And this is what he was doing in front of someone he knew was a journalist, and I suddenly got the impression that, you know, this may be the last time anyone interviews him. And in fact, the interview that I have of him on Mr. Showbiz is I think the last interview that he did officially before he died. But it was someone that I knew was on a destructive course, self-destructive mm-hmm. course, and was really surprised. Even asked him about, well, you know, are you going the way of Belushi?
Who was
a fan of his. He was a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of hinting that that was the case. But the people around him, the publicists around him and the studio publicists were insisting that we should not ask about drug problems, we should not ask about his diet problems, he was up and down with weight
mm-hmm.
fluctuations, and we weren't even supposed to ask about that.
What did he say about your comment about, are you going the way of Belushi?
He said, "I should be so lucky."
Wow,
which was a very erotic statement.
Tell signs, though, and it's like that's something I've seen. You know, I've been in L.A. for 17 years, and I've worked with some celebrity clients, and have known others, and there seems to be this groupie mentality very often where people can see clearly what's going on, but they're so afraid of the loss of income or the loss of being part of the A group or whatever that people just participate and allow it and. And everybody's assuming everybody else is doing something to intervene. And what happens all too often, although sometimes the intervention does happen and does work, you know, we see the River Phoenixes, you know, lying on the sidewalk, or the Chris Farley going his way, or Marilyn Monroe being found, you know, all those sort of things. What's your experience of the mentality that allows something like that to happen? Well, actually, let's wait until we come back after this break to get that answer. So please stay tuned. This is Stuart Altschul, and this is Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships, Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are you now experiencing relationship problems? Difficult life situations, the devastation of drug and alcohol addiction. Are you told to accept your fate because that's the way it is? Daphne Levy disagrees. Daphne is a relationship counselor and personal consultant who's been helping people solve life's problems for over 15 years. Reach Daphne at 1-866-8-REAL-TALK. Daphne believes that no matter how bad your problem is, something can be done about it. She may be able to help you. To schedule your consultation, call toll-free 1-866-8-REAL-TALK. Mention this ad and receive a 20% discount. Tune in to Daphne's show Wednesdays, 12 noon, right here on AM 1100 KFNX. Then call to schedule your consultation toll-free 1-866-8-REAL-TALK. Because something can be done to improve your life.
Considering the high divorce rate, the proliferation of sexually oriented images, and imbalances in our personal well-being, I invite you to discover a facet of yourself. This is Star Jasmine, host of Sacred Sexuality, a program where you can hear open, honest discussion of Eastern and Western concepts in sexuality based on my own life experiences. I'm not holding anything back, so open yourself for a personal breakthrough in intimacy. Listen every Wednesday at 9 p.m. to Sacred Sexuality on AM 1100 KFNX.
Join Dr. Carol Lee as she hosts Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, every Thursday from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Dr. Carol will talk about life's issues everyone can relate to. Upcoming shows will focus on education, intimacy and relationships, prayer, faith, and healing. Do you often question yourself and the choices you make in today's chaotic world? Learn what you can do to help yourself choose the right path. Again, that's Choices, Calvary Guiding Light, Thursday at 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight, the topic is grief, talent taken too soon. And my guest tonight is Mike Szymanski, who's a journalist who's dealt a lot with Hollywood and has written a lot of articles about some of the talent that has gone here in Hollywood. The question I just asked you, Mike, had to do with people closing their eyes, I believe, to what's going on.
Well, what happens with a lot of the stars is that people are afraid, even family members are afraid to say you're going too far.
Mm-hmm.
When you have someone who is on the decline, like Robert Downey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
who I actually asked, I said, you know, what happened? And he said, well, Chaplin happened. For him, he thought his downfall was that he did the best role that he could ever do with the best people, and he was nominated for an Oscar, and his career and his decline happened since then. That was because the people around him weren't there to say, you know, your indulgences are going too far.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came to the point that he's so addicted to this horrible, horrible drug that that he's not able to get off it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, we have a caller, I believe, Edie, right?
Edie? Hello?
Hello? Is our caller there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Is this Matt?
This is.
Hi, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do for you tonight? What's your question?
My question was kind of what the theme of the show being, you know, Diane and River Phoenix and people that died before their time, what that had to do with people who died in the World Trade Center, in that they died before perhaps they would have died a natural death, but it's a different kind of a thing, and I wondered what the connection was. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I've heard of Mike Szymanski, and I respect him as a journalist. I've read some of his articles and his interviews, but I didn't know how that related to what happened with the terrorist acts in New York.
Well, it's a good question, and the way my mind's been working for the last few weeks has been more focused on the issue, besides the shock and the pain, is the grief. Most of the clients that have been coming in for sessions, it seems to be a very common thing, that even though we didn't know people personally who may have died in the terrorist attack and stuff, that there's been this collective grieving going on. And I've seen it similarly when a particular talent or a celebrity has also died, where it seems like a whole community or a whole society or the whole country goes through the same type of grieving. To me, the issue is that these people that died in the World Trade Center are not faceless beings. And if I'm actually... My goal with the show tonight is actually to come back around to the fact that while certain people who we see and know, like these major talents and stuff, get a lot of attention, that the people who died in the World Trade Center or on the planes were special and unique in and of themselves. We may never know their faces. We may never know their names, but they're to be honored. They're to be honored for the contributions they've already made, and part of the grieving is that there are contributions they will never get to make.
Okay.
So, to me, it's one and the same, and it's a curiosity to me that we've spent years, people still putting flowers on Marilyn Monroe's grave here, and Elvis Presley has, like, you know, people making pilgrimages to Graceland and stuff like that, that people get so fixated on their image of a celebrity that I think it's important to really honor and value all lives. To me, there's no difference between the well-known and the unknown.
Right.
To
right.
Me,
well, okay, I see that. That makes sense, then, if you're talking about the whole idea of the collective sort of depression
mm-hmm.
the country's under, you know,
right.
and I feel it when I'm at work and things like that. And
what are you doing to help yourself through that?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing anything, really, anything formally anyway. I mean, I think I work in the entertainment industry in Tempe, and we mainly, you know, as a company, we talk about sort of what happened, and we collectively... We try to communicate how we feel, but I don't think there's been any formal therapeutic effort, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But our bosses have been kind enough to, you know, deal with it as a company, which has been very helpful.
Great, great. So there is then a common support for people's grieving process and honoring that.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Excellent.
And I think, you know, there have been some people who were affected by it. A guy that I work near in my office had an ex-girlfriend whose father was in the World Trade Center and who was pronounced missing, and he was allowed time off and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and was able to go and speak to seek counseling, as it were, which was helpful, you
right.
know, and it's a positive thing, I think.
And so you see that the general grief that's going on for people that we don't even know, but there's a period that the whole country's going through, and like I said, I mean, even JFK, Marilyn Monroe, whether no matter who it is, whether it's somebody that we know of know well or don't know at all, to me, there's a grieving process we all share together.
I think that relating to it by putting a face on the characters makes a lot of sense. If you put it in terms of a celebrity, for example, Kurt Cobain and all the people who mourned after that, and I'm sure Mike Szymanski will, you know, he can relate to that even more, that people who we felt connected to are not more missed, but I mean it makes sense that makes it more tangible as a grief. Mm-hmm. Not that that's good or bad,
right.
But
Mikey, you were going to say something.
I was just going to ask the caller if there was some celebrity that he specifically felt sad about when in their path.
I'm sorry?
Whether there was a celebrity that particularly hit you hardest when they passed.
Oh, it was Kurt Cobain, for sure.
Okay. And yeah. how did you handle that, and is it still a source of pain for you?
Not so much anymore, but I was, I was about 19 when that happened, and I didn't really have the emotional colors or whatever to deal with that, so I dealt with it by sort of ignoring it, if you will, and mm-hmm. I got drunk a lot and ran around and sort of didn't look at that until mm-hmm. I was a couple of years older.
Right. And again, there's that pattern, too, of our denial, and that is one of the other things Mike and I were just talking about, is how people will choose not to deal with something, will use their own drug use or their own avoidance behaviors to close their eyes. And, you know, with the terrorist attack, you know, maybe the CIA, maybe the FBI, maybe Interpol and stuff had clues or whatever, but to me it's not even about that. To me, that's something that as individuals and as a society, we could never have predicted or probably not have avoided, but God bless those people that got the plane down in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
But there are times that we see a life so fragile in front of us, and do we close our eyes to that, or do we intervene? Do we try and make a statement? Do we try to do whatever we can do in order to let that person know that there's a value to their life, and their self-destructive behavior is going to be a loss not just to the individual, to the loved ones and stuff, but there's more people that they may touch that they may never know about.
Yep.
You see that point?
Do you think that as a therapist or as an MFC that to me it seems that the way that the American politic is dealing with this and not getting past the vengeance
mm-hmm.
stage, it seems to me to be very unhealthy. And I know that Mike Szymanski has interviewed a lot of people sort of about different celebrities dying and things like that. It seems to me that it's not healthy to not get past the vengeance, that we should be trying to not forgive but to find answers somehow about that. What do you think about that?
Well, I believe that anger is a natural and healthy part of the grieving process, and what I think I hear you saying is something I agree with. To stay stuck in that component of the grieving process will only add to the destructiveness. And that to look for the source of why these things occur and to try and heal it from that perspective will hopefully be more of a preventative thing for future situations. So uh-huh. I think that's what you're asking. Is that...
Yeah. I mean, it seems confusing, mm-hmm. and just in terms of the healing process, mm-hmm. that it seems that the powers that be want us to be stuck on the vengeance so that they can have their way with our political might, as it were.
Well, I thank God that there are politicians that, like the one California congresswoman who voted against giving a unanimous vote on powers for Bush. Not that I don't believe the vote shouldn't have gone the way it went, but at least there was a mind that was willing to say, let's be cautious and let's look at all sides of it. And I think she's to be given a lot of credit. Matt, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I'm glad to know you're
listening.
Thank
you very much for taking my call.
Thanks. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Mike and maybe some other callers. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
At 7, you chose to test your flying ability from the staircase. You were 13 when you chose to jump your bicycle over barrels. So today, being a parent yourself, you can't be surprised when your kids choose similar stunts with similar results. Which is why you'll be glad you chose St. Joe's Children's Health Center. From minor injuries to major surgery or illness, St. Joe's has treated thousands of kids, a legacy of care that goes back more than 100 years. We even have state-of-the-art services we hope your kids never need. The highest level of pediatric trauma, newborn and children's intensive care, and the Barrow Neurological Institute. Now, you know your kids are going to do risky things. So do the safe thing. Call St. Joe's Children's Health Center at 602-406-3000. That's 602-406-3000. You'll be glad you chose St. Joe's, and so will your kids.
Hi, Bill Bryce here, your lovable lawyer. I'll be with you each Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. to delve into the nuances of divorce and other topical legal issues. We'll have an occasional guest and co-host, and maybe dust off an oldie or two for your listening pleasure, and we'll otherwise engage in the enjoyment of conversation. I hope to have your radio dial tuned to me on Renaissance Radio KFNX every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. We'll both enjoy it.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. and listen to Dr. Dorman discuss you and your health. Every week on You and Your Health, Dr. Dorman will offer listeners a chance to participate as he interviews experts in the fields of holistic, homeopathic, and Western medicine. Dr. Dorman will also break through the myths about what you're really buying at health food store and today's latest and greatest trendy health ideas. For practical, comprehensive information on you and your health, tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m. for Dr. Dorman, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and we deal with different mental health issues each week. And tonight we're dealing with grief, particularly around the concept of talent taken too soon. My guest tonight is Mike Zemanski, who is a journalist who has dealt with a lot of people in Hollywood and similar venues, and he's interviewed many who have died soon.
You know, I wanted to say, Stuart, there's groups even. I know that one story I did and followed for years is a Marilyn Monroe group, for example, that gets together once a month, and they still talk about Marilyn's death, and inevitably somebody breaks out in tears and cries.
Mm-hmm. What's your catch on that?
Huh?
What's your catch on that?
Well, I mean, at first you want to make fun of it because mm-hmm. it seems so kind of ridiculous, but obviously none of these people ever knew Marilyn Monroe, mm-hmm. But they have these meetings. meetings and find something of interest and interesting to talk about, and plan the memorial service every year at the Westwood Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the emotions that are very real. But I guess they need to get together and have this emotional outpouring, for somebody they never even met.
Well, as a therapist, my first thought would be to explore with them what grief have they not resolved within themselves that they're so fixated on somebody that is only really an image to them and a fantasy to them. They may have all the facts that they want about somebody's life, but to be grieving these many years in that way, in that deeply, to me, I'd be exploring, you know, who have they lost or what essence of their life has they lost that they really haven't gotten to the grief yet over.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's another possibly avoidance of some of their own personal grief. I know we have another caller. Is that right, Edie? Okay, Sam?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you tonight? You have a question?
Well, I'm listening to your show and enjoying the comments and the thoughts, and just a couple things have come up while listening to you. The first one about you know, celebrities and generally people taken too soon. The thought that came up was, I think one of the problems is the belief, mainly held in religions, but generally held out there in society, that we as a humanity are not worthy, and that there's actually a better life afterlife, and we're here to suffer and suffering and trying to get back to the love and the light of God. And I think that's problematic in some instances, because what happens is, by holding that belief, I think people then lose spirit,
mm-hmm.
lose enjoyment in their present.
Right.
And they send themselves into a future beyond this life,
mm-hmm.
and they don't value their lives as much.
I can really agree with that, and it's also the mentality and philosophy behind the suicide bombers, who figure they're martyrs and they're going to a better place because of what they're doing, you know, which is devaluing life here and the lives that they're affecting, as well as their own life, if their belief in, you know, their actions being smiled upon by God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's an important thing to look at, and a small shift with big positive consequences
mm-hmm.
for individuals. And I think it's a bit of a faulty belief. You know, I think that the intention behind life and we as a humanity experiencing and exploring here on Earth is we are worthy. That's not something that's can be taken away, because we are part of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whether we esteem ourselves or not. That's the variable within, you know, each person's own view of themselves. I would love to see more people and people believing in themselves more and in their value and in their worthiness.
Mm-hmm. Well, by saying what you just said over the air, there's at least one person who just heard those words and it woke them up.
I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, Sam. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Bye. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts yourself? We got about 30 seconds before the break.
No, it's
okay.
Good.
Well, I think that, you know, what Sam was saying is very important. And the whole essence of this is to value everyone's life.
Uh-huh.
And we'll come back after the break and finish up here. So stay tuned. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Math Power by Pat Kinshaft is the only math book I ever read that I couldn't put down, and I always had a lot of difficulty with math. My husband couldn't believe that I was reading a math book in bed. But Math Power had a lot of good ideas. It made me think about math in new ways, as patterns, and as a language. Now I realize I should teach math equally with language. I've used a lot of the ideas from the book. For Christmas, I bought my children plastic measuring cups for the bath. They have a lot of fun measuring in the tub. When we cook, we emphasize math more since I read the book. I even made up a number song, and I sing it to my children when I put them to bed. It's amazing! Even I am enjoying math since I read Math Power, How to Help Your Child Love Math Even If You Don't. You can enjoy it, too. Ask for Math Power by Pat Kinshaft at your local bookstore.
Is your child bright but has problems reading, writing, spelling, following directions, or doing math? Then listen to Child Building Basics, hosted by Nadal Dashinger and Judy Zola. They will offer insights on various learning disabilities with information on where you can go to get help for your child. Nadal and Judy will also discuss those critical years of a child's life from birth to 18 years of age. Remember, that's Child Building Basics, Sundays at 4 p.m. only on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
This is Stuart Altschuler, and you're listening. You've been listening to Tell the Truth Faster. We're in our last few minutes of the show, and I want to thank my guest Mike Szymanski and my two callers, Matt and Sam. And I'm really grateful for the callers, but it meant Mike didn't have much of a time to talk. So why don't you take a minute or two if there's something you want to say in closing before I close up my own thoughts.
Well, we were talking about notable people, and I want to emphasize that it means anybody. I had a wonderful interview with Anthony Hopkins, who recently said, "I'm just an actor. I may have an Oscar, but, you know, when I'm on the set, there's the cameraman, there's the grip, the lighter, there are all these other specific jobs that other people have around me that make it important, and their jobs are important just as much as his job is."
That's
and for someone as amazing as he to say that and know how valuable everybody's different jobs are is pretty amazing.
Great. Mike, I want to thank you for being on the show,
thank you.
Hopefully we'll get to do it again soon. I want to thank all of you that have been listening for listening and keep listening. We do need some sponsorship for the ad time and stuff to keep me on past my initial commitment. So please call the network. You can get in touch with us at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. Or NABCINC.com is for North American Broadcasting Company. I just want to support what Mike just said, and it gets back to what I said earlier. The whole point of this is that there's really no difference between the well-known and the unknown, that the people that died in the World Trade Center are as important to the work we're here to do on this planet as the celebrities that we know well who have passed away. Grieving is grieving. It's important that we don't stay stuck in the grief, that we use these losses as a way of strengthening our resolve to do basically what Sam said, to improve our sense of self, to live fully, to live with a sense of passion, to do good things in the world and good things in our lives, to forgive our family members or friends that, you know, we're still holding grudges against. By holding on to that stuff, by dealing with anger, by not dealing with it, is what keeps it down. It's what keeps us turning towards things that are self-destructive, whether it's drugs or alcohol, sex or whatever. And to the gay community and the other communities, the African American community and so many others that are really dealing now with what's going on with HIV, be aware that you have a life and that life's a gift. Be aware of what you're doing when you're having sex. Don't be another talent taken too soon because of arrogance or carelessness. Take care of yourself. Use condoms. Stop this barebacking stuff. This is all about taking of your own talent going too soon. Honor yourself. Honor your body. Honor your community more by protection. Make it love. And thank you for listening. See you next week.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
You know the old saying, when you're up to your ears in alligators, it's tough to drain the swamp. But as a leader, you probably spend most of your time with the alligators. Wednesday morning, spend an hour thinking.